All right, so as I mentioned, tonight is Rosh Chodesh Av. I wanted to go over the dinim that relate to bathing during the 9 days. So the Mechaber says in Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph, Siv Tedvav, Tedzayin rather, Yesh no gim shlo rechotz me Rosh Chodesh. Some have the minag not to bathe, to immerse oneself in water beginning on Rosh Chodesh Av. V'yeh sheim naim el b'shabatzu. And then some only refrain from doing that on Shavua Shechalbo Tisha B'Av. And then he says, some people fast during the period, but that's a little a different issue. And then I'm skipping some, but the Rama says, the Rama is the Ashkenazi posek, that our minag, Ashkenazi minag, is not to bathe even in cold water from Rosh Chodesh and going forward. So the Yalkut Yosef, or Avadi Yosef, says, now, he says, some of the minag not to bathe in warm water from Rosh Chodesh Av. Some only hold back on the Shavu Shechabo, the week of Tishbav. So the Gedolim, the Sfarad, said, only a problem, Shavu Shechalbo. Halohema Rambam, Varamban, Hamiri, Varan, Va'od. So for Sfardim, they can bathe their whole body in warm water from Rosh Chodesh Av at Shavu Shechabo Tishbav. Now, this year, I discussed last night that there's machloket, is there a Shavu Shechalbo, and the Sfardim paskin that there's no Shavu Shechalbo. So it means Sfardim can bathe till Tishbav. They can do it. Okay, but he says here, and certainly on Erev Shabbat Chazon. And then we skip this. And then he said, let me get to the Ashkenazi part. He says, "Va'achenu Ashkenazim, our Ashkenazi brethren, they nahagula hachmir kedat Rama. They're machmir like the Rama says. Shalod rachis b'chamin achel mirosh chodesh av ad lachar tanit. They don't bathe in hot water from Rosh Chodesh Av till after Tishbav. Umakom tzorech mutar gam lahem lekleich b'tzonein. And if it's on a need to basis, they can bathe in cold water." And then he goes on with different details. All right, let me just read a little bit from the Piskei Tshuvos, and then I'll talk for a few minutes. So the Piskei Tshuvos, this is a difficult halacha. It means 150 years ago, you know, people didn't bathe so often. Today, people bathe much more often. But here's what the Piskei Tshuvos says. He says, "V'arachitza asuri hidavka b'shekman lekarer lotanug." The prohibited bathing is when your intention is to cool off or for pleasure. Aval elu ha'oskim b'malacha malach lechad otam b'refesh v'tit. But people who are engaged in work that they get, you know, for schmutz, you know, dirtied up in the work. He says, "Mutarlam drachetz lahurida zuama v'lechloch." They can wash to take off the dirt. "V'yim sarich l'shem kach mayim chamim mutar gam b'chamim." If they need warm water to get off the dirt, they can even use the warm water. He says, "Ba'al pize kafu poske zmanenu shemukmot shahevel v'chom meruva." In places where there's a lot of heat, you know, he says, "Yesh la'akel et kaleich la'dama sovel mizei yitera." So we can be lenient and permit somebody who has a lot of perspiration. He says, "Ve'ein da tamu yushevet alav o she'ein da b'nei adama sovel moto sovalto." In other words, he doesn't feel comfortable, you know, like, you know, very sensitive unless he washes. The people around him want him to wash. He says, "Begadol kvod abriyot. Gadol kvod abriyot shidokha lo tasa shabbatorah," is what Chazal teach us. He says, "Usheish sorech yechol ishtameis b'savam l'kadome." If there's a need to, he can even use soap. "Aval yeshlet kaleach rak b'mayim tzonim." But a person should only shower with cold water. For Ashkenazim, you should take a cold shower. "Uposhrim," if it's lukewarm, "dainu chamim kitzad," a little bit warm, "ki la'avir tzinatan harim b'chlal tzonein." In other words, that's considered cold. In other words, what is cold, what's hot? So if I normally take a shower, and I'm not so good with the temperatures, but let's say the temperature is normally 90 degrees, so if I do 80 degrees or 75 degrees, that's cooler. I assume that's what he wore. Maybe, I don't know the water, maybe it's 75, and I do like 55, you know, like that. He says, "Kol she'enum ne'aneh michumamayim," as long as he's not getting pleasure from the heat of the water. "Elim kein hu istinis gadol," unless he's a very, very sensitive person. "O mitsunan v'chola she'enu tzabel tzonanim," or he's like sick, sick, he can't handle the cold water. A person should try to shower like privately, not in front of a whole bunch of people where everybody knows about it. So, and then I want to mention one other thing. This Shabbos, it's a little unusual. Usually we get one Shabbos in the 9 days. Now we have two Shabboses. So Shabbat Chazon is more Chamor, obviously. But tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh Av. So there, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, there's a Kula. He says, V'imchal Rosh Chodesh Be'erev Shabbat, if Rosh Chodesh is an Erev Shabbos like this year, Azay Mutar L'Chotzaf Kol Gufo B'Chamin. So a person can take a hot shower tomorrow to prepare for Shabbos, for Ashkenazim. So again, so our Sephardic friends are in very good shape. They can do almost anything they want. But we Ashkenazim should cut back on the creature comforts with showering. In other words, so I would try to lower the temperature in the shower, try not to spend too much time in the shower, you know, and do it on a need-to basis. You know, if you need to take the sweat off, not to cool off, not you know, but if you feel it's necessary, then you do what you need to is necessary. But that would be the din about rechitza. Okay, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said tonight? Okay, I guess that's it. Okay, it doesn't look like a happy group of people here. Okay. Rabbi Chanan ben Akash, Baruch Hu, Kodesh Sof, Yichach, Chavon, 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 Chav